from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
So I got these old tweets from some of our fellow WFN co-workers, and you tell me who tweeted it. You ready?
I am.
Number one, July 17th, 2019. I know he was mocked for his bizarre presser, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what Adam Gase does with this Jet offense. Lots of weapons and finally a quarterback with the skill to deliver and brain to process what is asked of him. This is going to be fun.
Easily BT.
He doesn't even need choices. I give him choices anyway just in case. Sal Licata, Tiki Barber, Brandon Tierney,
BT,
or Boomer Esiason.
Okay, and I was wrong. Next question.
I mean, I expect you to get that because you didn't work with him.
Oh, I remember how high he was on that team. And Gase, and then after, I don't know, 4 weeks,
he turned.
He was like, why the hell did we hire this guy?
Adam Gase
just got fired by the Miami Dolphins. You need to take a year off to collect who you are. You're going to do the same crap.
I love to find positivity before a new beginning, like new head coach, new manager. I always try to find it.
Yeah.
Adam Gase was the most negative I had ever been, and Beningo was, we were lockstep on this, the most negative I had ever been.
So what was it for you?
Before he was a rumor, I hated it. So I brought it up to Joe. I'll never forget this. He was out that day. It was right around Christmas season, and the Jets had finally moved on from Todd Bowles.
Yep.
And it was the last, he came
who's
on.
He actually turned out to be a pretty good coach.
More on that at a later date. So Joe was a guest on the show because he was off. So I popped him on. We're talking about Bowles being fired. And lastly, I say, by the way, Joe, the one thing we can do is hire Adam Gase. And he's like, what? Is that a rumor? Is that a thing? And I said, not yet, but the Dolphins just got rid of him. I could totally see that being a thing. And Joe's like, you got it. No, thank you. And I said, well, hopefully I'm wrong. 2 days later, it became a thing. Okay. We're going nuts about it. Like, you can't hire this clown show. And so it was not a hire we wanted. And the reason I was negative is because I watched a lot of Dolphin football and I thought he sucked. Mm-hmm. And what drove me nuts is these Dolphin fans would call up and say, oh, you're wrong. He's going to be great. You don't understand. And I'm like, are you sabotaging us? Like, is that what this is?
Yeah.
JJ used to say that. John Jastrzemski, the great John Jastrzemski. I don't have a negative word to say about him, but you're like his best friend. He was promoting Gase to the Jets. And I'm like, JJ.
He had that thing in Gase we trust. That was the big thing. Then again, the standards are so low in Miami that anything that brings them success, they prop up like they're the next, Bill Belichick. But he was horrible.
I hate Google. What's he doing now? I have no idea.
Well, he's coaching high school.
Whatever.
That was a made-up story.
It's a made-up story. I have no idea what he's doing now. So I Google, and the first thing that pops up is Adam Gase eyes.
Of course. He became known for that, and I want to make this clear.
That's why I hate Google.
No, we were not against Adam Gase because of his eyes. We were against Adam Gase long before his eyes were popping.
Well, you guys wanted McCarthy. That was the big thing. You guys wanted Mike McCarthy, and Adam Gase was like last on your list.
And by the way, as much as McCarthy's been a disappointment to some in Dallas, I own that. I stand by that. Would the Jets have been better off if they hired Mike? Well, I tell you one negative thing, Rodgers wouldn't be here.
All right, but hold on. Mike McCarthy, and again, should he be on the hot seat? Absolutely, because what they're... The expectation has been for a long time, and what they are also currently paying a lot of their talent, they should be winning, and they're not. And it always happens in critical moments in the postseason. Always.
No doubt.
Now, regular season coach, 100% of the time, take them.
I would take that.
Exactly right.
Very good. So one for one for Tiki without even needing the multiple choices. Here is post number two. This is from January 21st, 2013. Since it's flu season, I would like to be taken off the list for hug day, unless you're a hot chick. In that case, hug away.
Mm.
That's very creepy. Mm.
Can I guess before the I'll keep guessing before I get the list.
Yeah, let's see.
Go ahead. That was Gio.
You think that was Gio?
Yeah.
Well, here are your four choices. Greg Giannotti,
mm-hmm.
Tommy Lugauer, Evan Roberts, or Al Dukes. All of which I think were single at this time.
Yeah.
So it's less creepy because we weren't saying it mm-hmm. if when we were in some kind of coupling.
Yeah.
Now, Gio's an option, so is that your answer?
Or it was 2020. It wasn't 2020.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like there were germs.
That's true.
Right. So it was way before the pandemic. Maybe Zika was a thing then, but I can't remember.
Well, it sure clearly shows you somebody that cares about germs and is also like very, you know, creepy.
I kind of want to say Al.
So you're going for
You're wrong.
Wait, for which one? Al or Gio?
Wrong for Al.
Oh, all right.
But I think it was Gio.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You're wrong.
Oh, wow. It's down to Lugie or Evan.
It wasn't
boy.
You.
It wasn't me. Is that what you're saying?
It wasn't you.
Yeah, I would never say something like that.
Yeah.
Tommy Lugauer!
This is why I'm a generational talent.
Oh, how old were you then? 12?
2013? Well, I've acted like I was 12. I was, what, 28, I think?
It's a very creepy message. Do you regret that one, by the way?
No.
Would you go back and delete that now?
I would not delete that. What's creepy about it? That I want a hot chick to hug me during flu season?
I don't know. It just seems creepy. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm not sick. Are you? Let's hug and find
out. I'll throw it right back at you. He thought it was Gio. So is Tiki saying that Gio is creepy?
No,
are you saying that, Evan?
Gio likes to do comedy.
So and what am I doing over here? Not comedy? I'm a comedian.
Unfortunately, I think you were dead ass serious.
I was dead ass serious, let's be honest.
Yes. No doubt about it. You were dead ass serious.
And when I saw this tweet, I go, could you still say chick back in 2013?
Maybe
they canceled that word.
Maybe that's a part of it. It's not like it hasn't been canceled by any stretch. But it's just not used as much, maybe?
Yeah.
It's kind of a chick? 2000... Yeah, I don't think people use it as much.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
I think it depends on how and when you use it, but I still use it in my personal life, but I don't think I would tweet that word.
I wouldn't say it's like a canceled offensive word.
No.
I would just say it's just not... I don't know. It comes across creepy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the word is what comes across creepy. It's that he's just looking to hug hot women.
Yeah.
What are you getting out of a hug?
You want him to tell you that? He'll give you an answer.
I guess it depends how cold it is.
All right. Here's post number three from October 9th, 2013. I'm going to pretend that the picture of Gerrit Cole as a kid at the 2001 World Series doesn't exist. Is that Sal Licata, Evan Roberts, Al Dukes, or Greg Giannotti? I'm going to pretend the picture of Gerrit Cole as a kid at the 2001 World Series doesn't exist. Why would someone want that not to exist?
I don't know. That's why I'm confused right now. This is 2013. Why would you not look? Because the ad. Tell me the options again.
That would be Sal Licata, me, Dukes, or Gio.
I want to say Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
I don't think Al Dukes knew who Gerrit Cole was in 2013.
This has got to be Evan, because this would have been after Gerrit Cole was drafted or going to be drafted by the Yankees. Evan didn't want him to be a Yankee. He was high on him as a prospect. He'd be the only one that cares about
him. So you think it was me?
You're wrong.
Oh. Maybe it's a guy that worked in Pittsburgh.
You losers!
It's Gio. Yeah. Gerrit Cole was in Pittsburgh. And I can imagine what that feels like if you're a Pirate fan
it's
or in the media. You don't want him.
I've almost forgotten that.
There you go.
It's crazy. I shouldn't, but I've almost forgotten he was in Pittsburgh of the success that he had in Houston.
That's right. Gerrit Cole?
I thought you were talking about Gio.
No. I forgot he was in Pittsburgh.
No.
I'm like, it was a while ago. He's been here for so long, but you meant Gerrit Cole. Yeah.
Gerrit Cole. I didn't register that connection.
Yeah, no, he was there for a while, and he was up and down. Like, it took him a while to finally blossom. All right, here's your final post. This is from February 9th, 2022. The number one snack cake of all time is Drake's Devil Dog. Is that Al Dukes, Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, or Craig Carton?
Carton?
First time Craig's been an option. Good to see you.
Do you have a time on this? Can I get a time?
9 a.m.
Okay, so it wasn't Craig.
What does that mean?
Because he wouldn't have been up. up. I know he is up now. I'm going to say that was Sean.
You're wrong.
Oh, man. See, what Tiki did is he stereotyped you as a larger individual that has a strong opinion
you
on...
You just know how to eat.
Well, not only that, I turn to Luke and go, I wonder if this is me because I do believe that.
Oh, you do believe that?
I stand by
so
the
So do I get half credit?
No. He didn't tweet it.
But he got half... He believed it. He probably liked it.
Matter of fact, fat people get labeled for liking Twinkies too much. Devil Dog is the fat person.
Devil Dog is a great snack, but how would you define a snack cake? Like, what's a snack cake?
I think anything made by Hostess or Drake's that's cream-filled of any sort, depending on...
So a Hostess cupcake would count as
The Ring Ding, the Funny Bone, all of that.
I would say the Devil Dog is probably number one.
See, you just went through like six different types of processed cakes.
Yes.
They're on shelves.
How do you think we got here, T?
I'm just saying.
You think there was a lot of yogurt in my packed lunch?
That you would know all of them. Well, therefore, I deducted that this was your tweet.
You're wrong.
It's not Sean. You can keep saying it. Doesn't make it true.
I'm just giving you my reasoning.
All right. You want to give me the answer?
Yes.
Who do you think the answer is?
Well, Sean thought it was himself.
So. I also now, outside of Craig and me, forgot the other two choices.
C-Mac and Al.
Al Dukes or C-Mac?
It's going to... I bet you this is it. Food guy Craig, me and Chris Bigger Guy, it's the skinny guy Al.
Ball hammock.
You are correct. That is Al Dukes, yes. And I agree with his opinion on that. I think you're 100% right.
I don't know if I've had one.
Really? You haven't had a Devil Dog?
That explains the NFL career and the rest of us not having one.
That's a fair point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.